welcome to you on this first Sunday of 2022. A very happy new year to you all. We gather together although we are apart. We come to worship our God, and we begin with the hymn of the Father's love begotten.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are God, without beginning or end. You are before all things, in all things, through all things, and above all things. You made all things, and nothing exists without you. You are the creator of all. Yet in your love you became your creature. You revealed the true divine nature in which you made us and in which you call us to grow. You came to your own, but your own did not receive you. We did not receive you. Forgive us for the times we have tried to live without you. Lord, have mercy. You came to make us your brothers and sisters, children of God. Forgive us for preferring the earthly ways we have learned. Christ, have mercy. You put on our flesh with all its imperfections, so that we might be clothed with your glory. Forgive us for seeking the glory that comes from those around us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God forgive us our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
And so another new year begins, and we can rightfully and understandably look back on a year that has had its ups and its downs, with the continuing effect of the pandemic bringing illness and loss. It's been a year when we have thought much on climate change, a year in which we have seen much that is not good around the world. And yet, it has always been thus. God's people always journeying through the ups and downs of life, knowing that God is with them, and with joy and a song in their heart. Let's hear these words from the prophet Jeremiah, words of hope and words of promise that were for God's people then, and words of hope and promise for God's people now. So let's listen for God's word in Jeremiah chapter 31. The Lord says, "Sing with joy for Israel, the greatest of the nations. Sing your song of praise. The Lord has saved his people. He has rescued all who are left. I will bring them from the north and gather them from the ends of the earth. The blind and the lame will come with them. Pregnant women and those about to give birth, they will come back, a great nation. My people will return weeping, praying as I lead them back. I will guide them to streams of water, on a smooth road where they will not stumble. I am like a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my eldest son." The Lord says, "Nations, listen to me and proclaim my words from the far-off shores. I scattered my people, but I will gather them and guard them as a shepherd guards his flock. I have set Israel's people free and have saved them from a mighty nation. They will come and sing for joy on Mount Zion and be delighted with my gifts, gifts of grain and wine and olive oil, gifts of sheep and cattle. They will be like a well-watered garden. They will have everything they need. Then the young women will dance and be happy, and men, young and old, will rejoice. I will comfort them and turn their mourning into joy, their sorrow into gladness. I will fill the priests with the richest food and satisfy all the needs of my people. I, the Lord, have spoken." Amen. Words of great hope and promise. During the season of Advent, we journeyed with peace and hope, joy and love, and hopefully a song, maybe a carol, in our heart. So here we are, on the second Sunday of the season of Christmas. We don't often get two Sundays in between Christmas and Epiphany. And as the decorations come down, what are we left with? We're left with the truth of incarnation, Emmanuel, God with us. The fourth gospel, John's gospel, tells a very different beginning. No stable, no manger, these words from John chapter 1.
In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. From the very beginning, the Word was with God. Through him, God made all things. Not one thing in all creation was made without him. The Word was the source of life, and this life brought light to people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out. God sent his messenger, a man named John, who would come to tell people about the light so that all should hear the message and believe. He himself was not the light. He came to tell about the light. This was the real light, the light that comes into the world and shines on all people. The Word was in the world, and though God made the world through him, yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own country, but his own people did not receive him. Some, however, did receive him and believed in him, so he gave them the right to become God's children. They did not become God's children by natural means, that is, by being born as the children of a human father. God himself was their father. The Word became a human being, and full of grace and truth, lived among us. We saw his glory, the glory which he received as the Father's only Son. God spoke about him. He cried out, "This is the one I was talking about when I said, 'He comes after me,' but he is greater than I am because he existed before I was born." Out of the fullness of his grace, he has blessed us all, giving us one blessing after another. God gave the law through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only Son, who is the same as God and is at the Father's side, has made him known.
Familiar words, and yet they always ring new. And one of the things that has struck me this year, pondering these words, is that it's not John reflecting and writing these things and saying, "And I saw his glory." He says, "And we have seen the glory of the only begotten Son." We, not John, but the community of faith. Over recent months, we have discovered a new sense of what it means to be a community of faith as we have had to adapt to different ways of journeying together and taking time to worship and reflect upon the presence of our God. We have seen his glory. We've glimpsed something of eternity. So what? Always a good question to ask in a sermon of a sermon. We are called to live and love because God has been revealed to us in Jesus. Last weekend, Archbishop Desmond Tutu passed into glory. And his words, his teaching, have been reflected upon much over the last week. Something of his life lives on forever. And when that's true of earthly figures, how much greater it is of Jesus the Christ, in whom God was revealed to us. In his address to the General Assembly of 2009, Desmond Tutu told the story. It's told in many different ways. I've told it myself, of the man who is farming a field and creating things of great beauty. And the passerby says, "Wow, what an incredible job you and God have done." To which the farmer replied, "You should have seen the mess it was in when God had it all to himself." Desmond Tutu had told that story. He told it so much better than I have just done. But let's hear how he followed up from that thought.
Isn't it just one of those extraordinary paradoxes that we have this omnipotent God who quite strangely becomes impotent in the face of the wilderness of injustice and oppression? This God does not send lightning bolts to strike down the perpetrators of injustice and oppression. God stands there impotent, waiting, yes, waiting, waiting, until there will be those who are willing to turn this wilderness into a gorgeous garden of blooming flowers.
God waits for us to act. The Christmas decorations are coming down, and what are we left with? We're left with a journey that is ours to continue. Let me conclude with a poem which the moderator, Lord Wallace, had used in his Christmas address. Words from another civil rights activist, the words of Howard Thurman, an African-American theologian, educator, and civil rights leader. The work of Christmas. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with the flocks, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among the people, to make music in the heart. Happy New Year to you all. May it be a year in which we see the glory of God revealed in Christ, revealed even in us. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for sending us prophets, apostles, and evangelists to tell us of you. We thank you for their commitment and their faithfulness to such an unimaginable message. Your light cannot be quenched, however dark our world, and it cannot be understood by human wisdom. We thank you for the many who risk their lives to tell of you, those who struggle with the mockery and indifference of a material world, and especially for St. John, whose words we have heard today. May we treasure them and persevere in trying to understand the truth he was granted to see. We pray for the church, for those who have carried the words through the centuries since you appeared on earth, and for those who have taught us of you. And we pray for mutual respect among Christians of different denominations and traditions. May we bear witness to your truth by our unity and in our lives. Lord, have mercy. Shine your light into our darkened world. Turn our violence into peace, hatred into love, greed into generosity and willingness to share. Let us imitate you, who rule not by force or coercion. Be yourself our peace. Lord, have mercy. You showed us the way of family and community life. Grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit to bring your life into our families and communities. Lord, have mercy. Help and comfort the lonely. Keep in safety all who travel or are in danger. Heal the sick in body and mind, and provide for the homeless, the hungry, and the destitute. Strengthen those who stand. Comfort and help the faint-hearted. Raise up the fallen. And finally beat down Satan under our feet. Lord, have mercy. Be with those whose loved ones helped them face the year gone by, but are no longer here to help them face the year to come. May they know your care for all in this world and in the world to come, where all is one long new year. Lord, have mercy. We pray for those you have called to be with you, and see clearly the life you came to show us. May they rest forever in your light and peace. Lord, have mercy. And we pray for ourselves and those we have in mind. Keep us faithful to the mysteries you have revealed to us, you who live and reign for ever and ever. Amen.
And with our prayers, we bring our offerings, our gifts of money, time, talent, and we offer them to our God. God of actions, not good intentions. We want our commitment here to be different from our New Year's resolutions, easily made, quickly forgotten. So help us with these gifts to dedicate ourselves to the long haul of discipleship, with its ups and downs, its failures and successes, and above all, a determination to go on growing and learning, probing and questioning, listening and obeying, as long as the journey lasts. And hear us as we bring all our praying together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen. We sing the hymn, In the Bleak Midwinter. In the very beginning, God, or rather before the beginning, when words like beginning made no sense because time itself had not begun, you told creation that it could start when you gave the word. You opened the divine Scrabble bag and picked out the letters you would need, ordinary ones, no high-scoring Z's or Q's, not a thundering word of command, no rules and regulations, at least not yet. No dire warnings about what could go wrong, just three gentle words of permission and encouragement. Let there be. So much has happened since then. So many words have been spoken that it's often hard to hear your voice. What do you want to say to us today? What do you most need us to hear? And so at the end of this time of worship, let us be still for a moment and listen. Really listen. Or if it helps, let us imagine that Scrabble bag and the letters tumbling out and forming on the board. Word of life, bring us back to life again. Word of truth, put us right if we are in the wrong. Word of grace, be gentle with us. Light of the world, shine on us and in us and through us until the darkness is dispelled. And may you all know of God's love with you this day, throughout this week and always. The blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you, with all those you love, always. Amen.